Well, Pinkies, it's the Fay driver. Just waiting for the glow plugs to heat up. And there she goes. We're driving the Tow Monster today. On a little bit of a, what do you call it? A missionary run? So got a bit of driving to do today. Now, this thing, I gotta go. Been trying to connect to the Dodge Ram Mega data tracking system here. Just gotta press some buttons for a minute, if you'll bear with me. Turn some lights on, maybe. So, something annoying about this truck is you can't do many things when it's moving. It shuts down all of the... Oh, I want to put an address into the GPS, but you can't do it when you're driving, of course. So you got to do everything when you're parked, and that bugs me. Because if you ain't moving, you're not making money. I think we better go this way. This truck is so big that I can only access and egress my driveway from one route. I gotta go the long way to get this truck parked in my driveway. So what are we up to? And what are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm just heading out to my father's once again, checking up on Dad. I've been gone for a little while, been on vacation. I'll tell you about fun with the Tow Monster and the trailer. And we do have a voicemail from Scotty the Aussie Battler. Maybe let's deal with that first, and then we'll talk to Scotty. Let's see what happens here.
Hey driver, Scotty the Aussie Battler. It's Friday, the 6th of September, which means the 6th day of spring. Down under. It's 12:04 p.m. in the midday of the afternoon, and I am leaving work.
Oh,
yes, sir, the
nice.
Life of a public servant. But I'm leaving work because I'm going to see my psychologist.
Uh-oh.
Because of my shit workplace has made me mental.
Oh dear.
And yes, insert smartass comment here.
No comment.
About me only becoming mental now, but anyway, I'm just calling to give you a weather update because I know you love to hear about the weather in the world. It is 30 degrees. I can't convert that for silly Americans listening to your show. I'll have to ask Siri themselves, but it is hot.
Somewhere around 84, I think, 85.
First week of spring, and it's hot, 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 hot. And I'm walking through the CBD. I'm in the sun. I need to put a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to start sweating. It's gross. Anyway, why don't you come here for a holiday? You'd love it.
I would. Oh, and he died out. Technical difficulties. Well, thank you, Scotty. That does sound wonderful. 30 degrees and high humidity. That's just exactly how I like my weather. I'm almost like an iguana in that respect. I like it moist and hot. Woohoo! Well, thank you for that message, Scotty Battler. All right, so what to talk about? Oh, my goodness. So Mr. Anderson and I have been on vacation. The vacation is over now. This is like the last day of, well, second to last day of my vacation. We went to a wedding. Oh, the last wedding of the nieces and nephews. I have no more nieces and nephews to get married unless some of them get divorced or something. So no more weddings. I can't foresee another wedding in case, unless, of course, Scotty Battler gets married. That might be a good reason to go to Canberra. So This wedding, I gotta tell you about this wedding. This was a lark. So, Mr. Anderson's niece married this dude, and they're basically it was an outdoor wedding on a farm, on some kind of a ranch or a farm. I think they were growing corn and hay or something for the, you know, probably cow corn and hay to feed the other cattle in the around the neighborhood. So Mr. Anderson and I went, this is up north, of course, so we went up there and we picked up our trailer, which I'm going to talk about the trailer and the new name of the trailer in a minute. So we pick up our trailer and we drag it out to the farmer's field. Well, there's probably 15 or 20 mobile home trailers or whatever, travel trailers, tents and pickup truck campers and such, all out here on this farmer's field. This is a bit rather large wedding. There were almost 200 people at this wedding, and we all come along and park our motorhomes in this guy's farmer's field, and it was really a lovely wedding. You know, we were the bride and groom got married on the sort of the back 50 lot there. It was a really cute little farmhouse. And sort of a pristine views and, you know, some hay blowing in the, whatever, hay and corn blowing on the fields in the back lot. And they had this big, gigantic barn, which was basically more of a warehouse. But reception was held in the barn. And, this was, pretty much like a redneck wedding. But it was a nice wedding. And we all brought potlucks. Everyone brought a potluck dish. You have never seen so many buckets of bean salad. I mean, there were probably 10 bean salads at this potluck. I, of course, being the homosexual, brought the bruschetta, the handmade bruschetta. You know, a little a toasted baguette round with some pesto on it and sort of a onion and tomato salsa with basil, little strips, little tiny microscopic strips of basil ever so daintily laid across the top. It was really good. The bruschetta was really good. And there was all, you know, this desserts and things. But anyway, so it was great. You got the speeches and the kissing and all that. And it really was a pretty good time. And then they had this dance floor that they set up outside. They built a bunch of, it was probably a 16 by 16 foot dance floor or 20 foot by 20 foot dance floor with a nice tent over top of it. And music blaring all night long, right? But then the wind and the thunderstorm came, at midnight when the party's just really rocking. This windstorm came, and it was unbelievable. we're talking a major windstorm with lightning cracking around out in the fields. And thunder crashing down, and the rain came. The rain was just going sideways. And it didn't stop the partiers one bit. They all continued to dance and party and whoop it up. And the tables and the chairs in the barn are being blown all over the place. And everything is soaking wet. Of course, me and Mr. Anderson run back to our trailer and close the windows. Ah, the rain's coming in. We're gonna die. It was a very good test of the old motorhome to see we didn't have any leaks or anything, and we fared this amazing storm really well. So that was a real, I would say, the wedding was a smashing success. Those kids partied until 4 o'clock in the morning. That music was going all frickin' night. Nobody got any sleep, not in my tent anyway. So that was I really enjoyed that. So after the wedding, Mr. Anderson and I picked up our stocks and we carried on, and we had a very nice little vacation in our trailer, our travel trailer, and went to an RV resort. So I gotta tell you about this RV resort. Alright, so here's the plan, Stans. The master plan for when I quit working is and Mr. Anderson's gonna go mobile, we're gonna sell our house, that so we won't have a house to live in Vancouver, and we're going to live in this motorhome. Let's just get to this motorhome. All right, I gotta tell you, I have come up with the name of the motorhome, the whole travel trailer pickup truck situation. I do want to thank Trucker Alex, who responded to my last episode, wherein I asked for recommendations to name the motorhome and truck combo. So Trucker Alex suggested the Tow Monster Tows towable townhouse. Let me do that again. Mr. Trucker Alex suggested the name be the Towable Townhouse, so that the tow monster can tow the tow home or the towable townhouse. So kudos to Trucker Alex, a great name. Rejected. I'm sorry, Trucker Alex, because I got a better one. And I would like to draw your attention back to 1977. Or is it 1974 or 1977? A little movie called Damnation Alley, starring George Peppard and Jan Michael Vincent, who wears a shirt only half of the time in this movie, and drives a motorcycle, Jan Michael Vincent on a motorcycle. Anyway, it's a horrible, horrible movie about after the apocalypse, the Russians or China nukes the United States of America, and it's just all desolate and dying and gray. However, one the positive note in the story is that they are able to traverse the lands in the Landmaster 1. Landmaster 2 was destroyed. So they're driving around in this Landmaster 1, which is this big rig with some mega trimaran wheels on it, and it's supposed to be a giant moving living space, and it's basically like a sort of like a tank, has defense mechanisms on it. So I'm for here on in, forthwith shall be calling the tow monster when attached to the trailer, shall be known as the Landmaster, because we're going to take our Landmaster and drive it around the desolate realm of the United States of America, and meet all kinds of bereft and non-well-meaning people. We'll be living in our Landmaster. After the wedding, Mr. Anderson and I got in our Landmaster and we went to this RV park. This is an RV resort now, not to be confused with some camping spot. We go to this RV resort, which is like a gated community, and you roll up in your RV and you back it into your slot, and you probably have 20 feet of usable space outside your trailer before you meet your before you're up against your neighbor's trailer. But it's very interesting what happens in here. Anyway, you get all everything you need. We had cable television. You got your electricity. You got your water connections and your sewer. And that's it. And a place to park. So we roll in with the Landmaster, back it into place, and hook all these things up. And then we just sit and we watch the activities of the RV park, the cult of the RV park. Now, this is a hoot. Now, so we're in a gated community. There's something like 70 acres, I believe, of RV space. There were somewhere on the order of like 400 or 500 RV spots in this RV resort. And it's basically like, it's a trailer park, but it's like a strata situation. You pay your annual fee, and you purchase a lot, you pay your annual fee, and there's all kinds of amenities. There's like 3 swimming pools. There's an activity center. There's a couple of playgrounds for the kids. There's a golf course. And everyone drives around in these golf carts everywhere you go. The old folks in their golf carts. And so one day, one of the days, the ladies were having a golf tournament at the golf course. So the golf course was off limits. And Mr. Anderson and I were walking around the place. We were on our way to the general store to pick something up. We were walking through the park, and these 2 old coots on their golf carts come screaming around a 90-degree corner, and they almost run into each other. and then they stop, and they chat for a minute, and you're going to go golfing? Oh, no bloody way. The women are over there this time. They're not going anywhere near the golf course. Those goddamn women. And these guys are just going on about these, no, the women in there golfing today and all this, all these old coots. And you do kind of get a sense that there's this, they all have, you know, all the people in there, when you walk by, they're all kind of looking. Everybody in this place is like 70, right? They're all peeking out their windows or sitting on, they like to sit on their porches and smoke all day. Lots of dog walking going on, but they're, you know, the new punks come into town with the Landmaster, and they're all, everyone's like, oh, what are those kids up to? You know, we're the 50-year-olds. So everyone's kind of giving you the side eye, and it was interesting. So this is my life. This is the rest of my life for the next year or so. We're going to be driving around to these RV resorts and spending 3 weeks at a time hanging out with the old folks. We might have to get ourselves a golf cart or something so we fit in. So that was quite a bit of fun. I did quite enjoy that. And we got to play with the new rig. I was fixing things. I fixed the DVD player was not connected to the TV, so I fixed the DVD player. I did some, had to do a bunch of winterizing now. The old rig is parked inside the locker, the warehouse. And it's all shut up. We got been winterized and lubricated. I lubricated all the things, and so she's all shut up for the winter, put away. We won't take the old Landmaster out again until I don't know, March or April of 2020. So that's that. So we had a great time. I'm so happy with this truck. The Tow Monster, the 2018 Ram 3500 with the diesel engine in it, tows the thing without effort. It's been quite fun learning how to tow a big rig like that. Now, in the last episode, Scotty Battler had a question about length and stuff. I've attached to my Twitter notification for this episode. I attached a picture of the Landmaster, and I got some measurements for Scotty the Aussie Battler. I did a bit of measuring and weighing, and I'll put in that Twitter message all of the details. So Scotty Battler, you can go and you can look back at Twitter for that message, and give you all the metric measurements for the Landmaster. So we got back from big adventure about a day ago, and my house is in a state of it's in shambles. It's in a state of disrepair. As the day before we left, we had the flooring installed in Dad's basement suite. So there's a mess. Yet again, there's another mess. And of course, I had to move my washer and dryer. I haven't had clean clothes in weeks since the floor layers started putting down the floor. So we came home to this just a state of just a disaster. It was like Damnation Alley inside my house. Everything was dirty, remnants of floor cuttings, and so I gotta put everything back to rights, clean up the basement. I gotta get my laundry machines connected again so I can do some laundry. I got buckets and buckets of laundry to do from being out traveling for the last week and a bit. Not to mention that I haven't had a washing machine for like 2.5 or 3 weeks or something like that. So as you can imagine, the laundry is piling up. So for the rest of my days, I'm going to be doing laundry until I go back to work here on Monday. Anyway, I think that's probably it. Those are my most recent adventures. I'm heading out to see Dad and see what's been going on with him. And I guess if you have any questions, give me a little ring at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And I will see you some other time.